Right, 85058 if you want to text us. Now, we're going to talk about breakfast telly in just a second. So, Edwin, you've got a mission.
What's my mission, Tony?
Your mission is to go upstairs, because we're in the Five Live studio in Salford at Media City, and I happen to know I've got good authority. I know that, because I'm up there all the time. The BBC breakfast telly sofa is practically right above our heads.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is go up, take a phone, take a member of the team for an independent witness from outside, go up there and speak to me on the phone with your shoes off while you bounce on the sofa.
I'm not jumping up
you've
and down.
Bounce,
I'm not jumping up and down on the
sofa. Oh, come on.
You've got
that's
to bounce
a great challenge,
on Bill and
get
Susanna's
there.
Sofa. And do you know what? They'll never know because it's 20 past 12 and they're in bed.
Right.
Off
okay.
You go.
Will you
go.
Take a photo of them?
Yeah, no, that's why an independent witness.
Has someone's senior editorial authorised this? If my career at the BBC suddenly stalls.
Yes.
Right,
you've had the thumbs up.
So I've got to take
don't
my shoes.
Take your brew, you'll spill it. Go on. Shoes
okay,
off.
Fine.
Speak to me while you're trampolining in Bill or Susanna's seat. I'll let you choose. Okay?
Or jump from one to the other.
Yeah. It's only 5 minutes away, so you've got four to get there. Speed up. 30 years ago, then, our mornings changed forever. Can you remember time without breakfast telly? Instead of a blank screen, if you turned on BBC One, you got this.
It's 6:30, Monday, January the 17th. 1983. You're watching the first edition of BBC Television's Breakfast Time, Britain's first ever regular early morning television programme. Very good morning to you all.
If you weren't there, if you weren't around at the time, it's hard to describe just how exciting that moment was. Television in the morning. Breakfast Time launched... Yeah, no, now you take it for granted, don't you? Breakfast Time launched with a lineup of Frank Boff, Selena Scott, Nick Ross, him off of Crime Watch, and Russell Grant, friend of the show. Now, of course, it's Susanna and Bill who are the main presenters, broadcasting from upstairs in Salford. Edwin will be broadcasting from there very shortly. Over those 30 years, Breakfast Telly's seen many formats come and go, from TV AM, of course, on ITV, and the brilliant Big Breakfast, to Rise and now Daybreak. So are you a fan of Breakfast Telly, or do you refuse to have the TV on in a morning? I think you're one of those people, you either do or you don't. You don't just grow into it. You either like breakfast telly or you don't. Let's speak to our favourite TV critic, Toby Earle, a regular on the Brekkie Couch. Hello, Toby.
Evening there. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the programme. And broadcaster and journalist Graham Swain is here, who's also done a few early mornings. Hello, Graham.
On the way home from the night before.
Yeah.
In fact, speaking to you from the sparkling new studios in London.
Are you?
I am.
Oh, you're at BBC Towers.
It's gleaming.
Yeah, newbie. I've not been there yet,
it's
Graham.
Brilliant. You've got to get down here.
Is it? Well, listen, I'll take your word for that. I got an invite onto BBC Breakfast at the weekend. They wanted me on asking me if I was an expert in Star Wars, but I didn't get the email. I didn't get the email till Monday, so I missed it anyway, and I'm not. But we love breakfast telly, I think. Toby Earle, do we as a nation?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you only have to look at the fact that it's been on there for 30 years now, and it's had a few format tweaks along the way. I mean, the chunky jumpers and the days of Frank Boff have given way to the slightly smarter suits of Bill, and of course Susanna, who sometimes wears a snakeskin jacket, I think in homage to Nicolas Cage and Wild at Heart. But to have a show running for 30 years with only really a few tweaks here and there, it shows that there is a longevity to it. But it's very reassuring having people up many hours before you first thing in the morning, and there who are alert enough to deliver news and a few hard dish news items as well.
I once read the breakfast telly news on a Sunday morning. You blinked and you may have missed it, but I was on it sometime. I think it was sometime last year.
I think there's
year.
A Wikipedia page for. I think there is a page for you somewhere.
Brief appearances, yeah. But I just wonder, Toby, whether audiences are more critical in the morning, because let's face it, we're all a bit grumpy, aren't we? We're more likely to have a go, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think people sort of look at breakfast telly and just think it's so easy, but actually it really isn't. And you only have to look at what's happened over on ITV to understand if you don't get it right, you get crucified and you get punished big style. And Daybreak is still, poor Daybreak, still undergoing all sorts of problems. I think it's down to about 700k now, which is about half of that of BBC Breakfast. And in its time, Big Breakfast pulling in about 2 million people. So when you get it right, boy, can you really get it right. But the moment you get it wrong, then people aren't going to watch you first thing in the morning because you are grumpy. You're
yeah.
right.
Who do you want to see first in the morning as well? I mean, someone somewhere thought Ali Jones was a great choice. We'll investigate that in just a second. Graham Swain, breakfast telly generally, though, you're on the anti side.
Yeah, it's infotainment, isn't it? It's just appealing to the lowest common denominator, in my opinion. It's let's take us all down together. Frankly, I'd rather sit and watch a chimpanzee scratch his backside. 10 minutes of it, I'm bored and losing the will to live.
But hang on, Graham, you get your news buzz straight in the morning. You get up and you find out what's going on in the world.
Yeah, but I want to go to work happy, not suicidal. Well, let's face it, good news is not interesting. It's only bad news that carries.
I was in the breakfast television studio the other day doing my regional TV show and there was some chime bars in for the following morning. Now, if you can't be excited by chime bars...
I think I'll give it a pass. I think we can do without chime bars. No, I mean, look, yeah, there have been some good things, have you? The Green Goddess, Russell Grant, he launched his career off it. Yes, obviously, and things like that. And Roland Ratt, of course. Mm. Yeah, but, you know, that's entertainment. It's not daybreak television. We've got rolling 24-hour news now, so we've got that on the BBC rolling 24-hour news channel. If we want news, we can go to Sky, we can go to that, we can go to Fox, we've got the internet, we've got digital television, we've got 3 zillion stations, we can find it wherever we want. Mm. I don't think it's necessary now. Yeah, I agree, the test card used to be very boring, and that girl never grew up on it, but, you know, there we are. But it's past its sell-by date, in my opinion.
Toby,
I don't really think that's fair. I mean, what makes you suicidal about knowing what the weather's going to be like outside?
Have you seen the weather outside?
And as well, I mean, I think it's really it's almost like a cup of tea. It's a warm hug around the shoulder first thing in the morning, just to ease you into the
day. So you're talking about it being a comfort cushion, are you? You're talking about it being a comfort cushion.
Well, I mean, what you're being given is you're being some of the hard news and a few softer news items as well. There's nothing wrong with that.
But the news goes round about every 10 minutes, doesn't it? I mean, it keeps repeating itself and repeating itself.
If you also get a puppet involved somehow, then you're on to a winner.
Well, let's talk about the mix then, because I think it's fair to say, and I'm not being biased, I think it's fair to say history will tell us that the BBC have got the mix right more often than ITV, who have had well-publicised problems with breakfast telly. But let's just throw in the Big Breakfast as well on Channel 4. Which was just entertainment from start to finish. They did have a nod to the news here and there. But Toby, why was that so popular? Was it just a generation that found that a great watch in the morning?
I think it was one of those moments where everything collided and synced perfectly. You had someone like Chris Evans who was really just edging towards the very top of his game. His pairing with Gabby Roslin was magnificent. Planet 24, great production company, was really found the way to sort of best get the best out of those presenters. And also having Zig and Zag on the show, having that family of the week on the show, and actually really just letting people going wild with ideas and features that you're not going to get, obviously, on the BBC.
But Toby, what was the highest viewing figures on that programme?
Sorry?
What was the maximum viewing at any one time? It's Paula Yates rolling around on the bed, wasn't it?
Well, it was a couple of million. I mean,
hang on, guys.
People, but you're still getting, even then, but that's still a huge TV moment. You look at the
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with breakfast television, is it?
I mean, it's just Paula Yates. Do you want to answer the question, Graham, or do you just want to talk about under me? I mean, the thing is, you're still talking about an iconic TV moment there, and they delivered plenty of iconic TV moments. And I think it was allowing them to just run a little wild and provide actually something that was never going to be available anywhere else.
I tell you what, put Big Breakfast on what they did then, put it on now on a Saturday night, it'd get a
That's
huge
my
audience,
point.
I think.
Yeah, put it on Saturday night, not on breakfast television. That's exactly the point.
I've got some breaking news, though, guys. We've got to go to Edwin now, who is in the BBC breakfast studio, tasked with performing on the sofa. Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Tony. I've got to speak in hushed
whispers
because we snuck in here.
Okay, all right. Just describe the scene, describe where you are for those people who've never been in there. That's a great description there from Edwin.
They're communicating.
We've lost him. We'll get him back. Don't worry. I think it's all leading closed up there, of course, up in the old studio. We'll get him back. And unless he's just trying to get away without bouncing on the sofa, which I'm going to make him do with or without the phone anyway.
Maybe he's bouncing quietly.
Yeah, maybe he is. Toby Earle, let's get back to breakfast in the mix. We've joked about Zig and Zag on The Big Breakfast were popular. Roland Ratt is credited, of course, with making ITV's breakfast show.
Yeah.
Is that the sign when you're struggling you do revert to the puppy? Is that a maxim in breakfast telly?
I don't think it was. I mean, it was really sort of a recourse. I mean, that was something kind of bold and innovative and slightly daft, and yet it worked out brilliantly. It's certainly something I don't think people could do now without instantly people think, oh well, this is just a rehash of something that's gone on before. You'd have to really produce something very different in order to kind of capture the public's imagination. But at the time, I mean, that was a huge deal for TVAM because that really reversed their fortunes.
It did.
Greg Dyke, like of this Parrish was the guy behind that. It was a bold move.
Talking of innovative ideas, let's go back to Edwin, who's in the BBC Breakfast studio. Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Tony. Can you hear me now?
I can now, yeah. Okay, so you snuck in past the constant security guards who are on the studio door.
We snuck in past.
So are you actually on the sofa?
Right, I'm stood by the sofa. So where do you want me to sit, left or right? Should I jump on Bill's bit or
Toby?
Should I jump on Bill's bit?
Can you phrase that?
Is there a groove?
Okay. Edwin, is there
a marked groove in the sofa?
Yeah,
I'm stood up on it, Tony. Now.
Jump from Bill to Susanna several times and describe while you're doing it, and I'll tell if you're doing it. Describe what you can see.
Okay, so I can see lots and lots of cameras and lots.
Are you bouncing?
No, I'm not bouncing. Hang on, I'll bounce down. I don't want to break it, Tony.
You won't break it. I'll take responsibility.
Oh, gosh, I nearly went backwards then. I'm bouncing over the... If I jump forward, you know, I'm going to smash about 20,000 bits of kit. So, I'm jumping between the two. There's lots of cameras and things like that, and there's lots of light. It's really low lighting, isn't it? And
that's because it's not on at the moment.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Okay, can I stop bouncing?
You can stop now. Come back. That's the mission over. It's okay.
Right, fine.
Thank you very much.
Tony, I've got this image of everyone breaking the sofa, and it's all stuck together with gaffer tape on the breakfast show tomorrow morning.
Or he's just sat underneath it, holding it up with his back.
They buried him underneath it.
Were there loads of croissant crumbs and all sorts of detritus there that they just ditched all the way through during each morning and it has to be swept up before each show?
Under the sofa.
I'll let you into a secret. I've never found a croissant crumb in the studio, but there are a lot of croissants on show in the Breakfast TV operatives area where they book all the stories. So breakfast is taken on the hoof. Listen, Toby, going forward then, Graham's auntie. Breakfast, I guess, is never going to have record-breaking audiences, but they are doing something right. It is here to stay, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think we'll ever not have something like that now. I mean, you're always going to have, I think, the demand first thing in the morning to have some of the hard news stories delivered to you with a kind of overly cheery smile sometimes, and some softer news stories as well. But I think people want a little mix first thing in the morning because it saves reading a paper, for example, in some situations. But otherwise, if you want hard news, then sure, you can go into the hard news channels and get your fix from breaking and big stories there.
Toby Earl, Graham Swain, thank you very much indeed. On behalf of Nikki and Rachel, I have to say other breakfast shows are available, especially one on Five Live. Faye, what are people saying on the text about breakfast telly?
Yeah, lots of people getting in touch, including Malcolm in Edinburgh, who says, for me, the best breakfast TV is Channel 4, a selection of award-winning American comedies. Gary in Grimsby says, I struggle to have enough time to go to the toilet in the morning. Never mind watch breakfast TV. Thanks, Gary. Mark in Worksop says, I don't watch breakfast TV. The only couple of times I did, I felt quite depressed. I found the presenters strangely a little demonic. Jarvis in West Bridgeford, breakfast TV is like having loads of sweets and chocolates for breakfast. Makes you feel sick.
85058. Lots of people love it, though. Let us know your views on breakfast telly. And always bear in mind that when you're looking at those presenters being cheery at that time of the morning, they've probably been up since about 3 a.m. It's 12:30 on Five Live.